Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Teach tape, and we have our good, we have our bad. What team do we want to be? To be a really good team in this league, you got to be consistent. I think we have the right recipe. It's just about doing it game in and game out.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Temperatures in L.A. on Sunday night will be in the low 70s for that one. That was Cam Hayward on the state of the defense going into this game. State of the Steelers feeling better about themselves, but still a long way to go and a huge challenge. And Justin Herbert, even with the offensive line problems the Chargers have. CBSSports.com gave the Steelers a grade on the first half of the season. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is until we give our own grades on the Steelers season to this point relative to maybe what your expectations were for them. Malzi, what would you give the Steelers?
Been between two grades here.
Okay. What are they?
The two grades I'm between are B and B minus. And I think I'm going to lean to a B. And here's why, instead of a B minus. I know I just did a heavy sigh while giving them the better grade. Knowing what we know now about New England, going on the road and beating a team that only has one other loss is huge high marks for them. Knowing what we knew going in about Indy, I know you, very in your infinite wisdom, as one of the greatest pickers of games against the spread in the world right now on ESPN.
Thank you, Malzi.
You are literally in the top 40 of 500,000. Congratulations on all your success. Other people didn't think they'd have a chance against Indy. I thought it might be their rock bottom. Instead, they got a 27-20 win that, frankly, in my opinion, was not as close as the final score indicated. They really took it to them. You look at the rest of their slate, and I only see one loss that truly enrages me based on quality of opposition, and it's the Bengals. So I would be tempted, if that Bengals game didn't happen, to go B plus, maybe even A minus, because at 6-2, you'd be in pretty nice shape, even heading into the back half of a brutal schedule.
Yep.
But they're not. They're 5-3. So I dock them a full grade down to a B.
I give them an A minus. They're 5-3. That means they're on pace for 10.5 wins. I had them as a 7-win team before the season started. The odds makers had them as the third best team in the division. Now, you couldn't foresee the Joe Burrow injury before the season and Lamar Jackson missing time, even though he has had injuries. But the Steelers haven't benefited from that directly as far as their record goes. In fact, it's hurt them. They're 0-1 against those two teams combined. They haven't played the Ravens yet. They haven't beaten the Bengals. So it's not like they've gotten fat off of beating those backup quarterbacks. They've got great wins. They've got two of the best wins in the NFL this season, especially the New England game because of where that game was. And I thought they took that game away from New England, not so much gave it away. Yes, their defense has ticked me off. Yes, overall, their defense has underachieved grossly to this point. But you're in first place, and you're scheduled right now at the halfway point to host a playoff game. And oh, by the way, your 41-year-old quarterback is on pace to throw still close to 40 touchdowns
in
a season.
Can I ask you a thought exercise question?
Yes.
When you factor in how you're going to grade this team, do you sort of project how you think they're going to do, or do you?
No, it's just what they did in the first half.
You do not take into account how you like vibes moving forward or any of that.
Just what they are right now, okay, or what they did in the first half.
So it's just a record of your actual accomplishments or lack of.
Yes, A minus. Donnie, what would you give them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going B plus on this. I mean, their only bad loss to me is that Thursday night game in Cincy, and it's a spot where the Steelers always lose. I mean, disappointing to lose to a, you know, to the degree that they lost to the Packers by leading by 9 at the half and getting blown up in the second half. Seattle, I mean, you want to use the word bludgeoning. That's what they do to everybody they play on the road. So that loss does not look like really that big of an issue as of right now. They've beaten New England in New England. I know it looked ugly, but they still beat the Patriots, who look like a really good team. They just beat the team that looked like the best in the AFC, and it was a lot further away than what the score would indicate. Minnesota, that's not a bad team. I don't know if I would say they're all that good of a team, but that's still a pretty good win and one they dominated for 55 minutes. So really, other than the one that people want to go back to with the Jets, like, oh, man, it took a 60-yard field goal to beat the Jets, and the Thursday night game against.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed. Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Cincinnati, there's not a ton to gripe with when you see their record. The offense and Aaron Rodgers, a lot better than I ever expected it to be. The defense is worse, but that sort of balances out.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line, a person at your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob Pompiani, Channel 2, Pop and Joe Show, Mike Tomlin press conference host, Extra Point Show host following every Steelers game, joins us next. What grade would he give the Steelers? How upset is he with the lack of moves at the deadline? Is he picking the Steelers to beat the Chargers? All coming up. We're live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy. First, a Donnie headline.
The local weekend in college football, Colorado at West Virginia Saturday at noon. Penn State hosting Indiana also Saturday at noon. The Pitt Panthers with a bye week. Headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Pony.
All right, thank you so much, Donald. Let's talk right now about FanDuel, the official partner of 93.7 The Fan, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Every NFL Thursday night's your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel, because FanDuel has its Thursday touchdown jackpot. Here's how it works. There's $2 million up for grabs. All you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player that you pick scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Pretty neat, right? Well, who do we like in this one? We've got the Raiders and Broncos. I think Cortland Sutton, the Broncos wide receiver, best option in the pass game for Bo Nix, is going to catch a touchdown pass tonight, and I'll keep my fingers crossed that it happens at the start or the end of the game. FanDuel.com/Andrew to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Andrew. 21 plus and present in Pennsylvania, opt-in, must apply profit boost on select market prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued is now eligible bonus bets which expire 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.FanDuel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Melzi.
Daisy, French onion dip. It's going to make, you're going to watch the game tonight. You know you're going to watch the game tonight. You're going to snack while you're watching the game tonight, right? You just heard that guy talking about that game. Make the snacking better. Make the celery sticks, the carrots, the pretzels, the chips, the wings. I'm thinking about other things. Maybe crackers of some kind. Make it all better with Daisy French Onion Dip and Daisy Ranch Dip, too. They're game changers. They're made with real herbs and spices. They're made with the ingredients that you'd be finding in your own kitchen. Take it from me, your guy, Malzy. I love to snack. I love to eat right. I love to eat good. And you'll do that. Just got to do one thing. Look for Daisy French Onion Dip at a grocery store near you.
3:15, time to check out Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. A man who loves golf is on the hotline. Not playing, though, because all the courses here are shut down for the winter, right, Malzi?
No.
No?
No, it's like, what, 52 degrees right now? It's sunny?
Well, but come on, like a high-end place like Laurel Valley doesn't let people go out and play this time of year.
No, they're the places that are in the best shape to absorb the bad weather and still be in really good shape because they're high-end places. Mm. I'm wearing an Oakmont hat. I would imagine Oakmont's got a full T-sheet today. Like, they might open later because of frost.
Well, I'm not a golf guy, and I know you don't like betting on the air. I would bet thousands of dollars that Laurel Valley shuts down this time of year.
Well, we can get an answer to that, right?
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bob Pompiani, Channel 2, Pomp and Joe Show joins us right now. Bob, who's right?
It shut down. It shut down in October. It doesn't open until May.
Yes, let's go.
Now, is that just Laurel Valley, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, that's been their policy for a while. So, you know, and they're strictly golf. It's a golf thing, and that's what they do. And they do it better than anyone, really, in terms of how they condition their course and everything. So, yeah, it is. But they're Pony.
Did Pony ask you about that before you came on the air just so he could try to snooker me with that one?
No, I don't think so. At least if he did, I missed the message. I would say, though, Chris is right that a lot, like, for example, if it's a day like today, and I don't care if it's December or January, if it's a day like today and there's no snow on the ground, people will be playing golf.
North Park and South Park did not use neither municipal or county courses. If on January 2nd, 2026, it's 61 degrees out, that course will be open and I'll probably be playing it. Yeah, I've played there on January 2nd.
Wow.
It's more exercise at that point. It's just an opportunity to get outside. You're not sitting there on the green going,
oh, I three-putted here. What am I going to do? Because you realize that the greens are bumpy. You're getting out there to walk and hit the ball around.
Yep, that's it. But it's a great way to spend the day.
Bob, what grade would you give the Steelers on the first half of the season as a team?
As a team, well, you have to factor in the factor in first place, which I think is the number one overriding thing. They're 5-3.
Yep.
And the division is not what we all thought it would be, so that's a factor too. But I, you know, the performance has been too much up and down. I'd like to see more consistency. I would give it a B minus at this point.
Wow, you and I are actually pretty aligned.
Bob gave the lowest grade.
I was between B and B minus, and I
gave A minus.
I decided, Bob, that the two wins, the New England and Indy wins, overrode the Cincy loss, but maybe this is how I'm wired as a person. In fact, I'll scratch the maybe and say this is definitely how I'm wired as a person. All I can think about is the game against the terrible defense with Joe Flacco in at quarterback that they completely biffed after being up 10-0 and just completely shut down. I can't stop thinking about how much different they'd look as a 6-2 team right now.
Yeah, my score or my grade is because I think I've had higher expectations on defense and also on offense. I think Aaron Rodgers has been terrific, don't get me wrong, but they're going to have to do more on offense as the time goes on. And what we saw on the defense last week, if that could somehow be a more consistent level playing field all the way through, then that game, you know, the grade will be an A and they'll be in a very nice position moving forward. But I'm taking into account everything, if you're asking me, because, you know, those games, those first couple, man, they could have gone the other way if not for a 60-yard field goal. You don't want to be in that situation against the Jets. So, they made plays. It's been erratic. I expect more, and I think we'll start to get more, hopefully, in the second half.
Bob, a team that made a move at the trade deadline will be the opposition on Sunday. Trevor Penning, a former first-round pick, went to L.A. because they were in dire straits on the offensive line. It looks like he's going to start at left tackle against the Steelers on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So at least they can look at it in L.A. and say, hey, our GM stepped up here to give this team some help. How about here in Pittsburgh? Will the Steelers regret not adding another wide receiver at the deadline?
I don't know, Pony, if they'll regret it. You know, I think I would have liked it. Transparently, that's what I was hoping for. And I thought the acquisition fee was not all that much at a fourth and a sixth because they do have a lot of other picks. And I think that's one of those things that you just try to insulate yourself from injury or performance or both. And he's a guy who could have helped you there. So I would have preferred that. Regret, I don't know, because I look back at last year, Mike Williams, I don't think, they went out and made a play. Do they regret it? Maybe, but he did win one game, and if a guy like Jacoby Myers could come in and win a game, a critical game, that gets them into the playoffs, even better, wins a playoff game, then you might regret it, but they're never going to know that now, unless we see him go off in Jacksonville, and then a lot of this will be brought back up.
To what extent do you think at all the lack of a wide receiver addition outside of MVS, who obviously wasn't acquired via trade, is any kind of show of confidence in Roman Wilson specifically?
Well, I think there is I think they believe he is sort of an ascending player, despite the bonehead play that he made the other day. But I think Mike Tomlin also couched that a little bit by talking about how he's gotten better. So I think he knows that's a lesson he wants him to learn, and he's going to embarrass him to learn it. But he also knows that he's been doing some good things out there, and they would want to obviously do more. But I think Calvin Austin is the guy who they really believe can be the complement at this point to DK Metcalf. Not that he had big numbers last week, guys, but he did, put up numbers that he was their leading receiver in that game. So, but overall, it all has to get better. You know, they need to not be outgained every week. They need to have the possession much more than they've had. All of that has to change, I think, because ultimately,
they're not going to be games coming along where you can create turnovers. So
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Can you beat the Buffalo Bills or Detroit without the virtue of a turnover, without, you know, some kind of magic happening that way? That's what they want to do, certainly, and they've been good at it. But if it doesn't happen, do they have enough to beat them, you know, just without that?
All right, let's see right now how much the Steelers have changed your way of thinking, Bob. It's in L.A. There'll be a ton of Steelers fans there, so it won't really be a road game as far as the stadium sound, but it's a road trip. You got to go out west. Tomlin's teams have been hit or miss out there. Herbert has torched the Steelers' defense in the past. Last year, they got lucky, and he came in with an injury, and they knocked him out of the game. You last week went Colts. Let's see if you believe now in the Steelers, and you're going to come back to them here. Your prediction for Steelers and Chargers is?
Is 27-26 Steelers. I think it'll be a very good game. It'll come down to very end, probably, of the game. But I do believe they're going to take advantage of those two tackles being out and maybe reducing the amount of down-the-field plays Herbert can make. He may be forced to do what a lot of teams have done, and that get the ball out of his hands quickly and hope they have some yak yards of it. If they protect him and if he has time, I mean, that changes everything because they got Ladd McConkey, who's been very good. They brought in Keenan Allen. He's been, as Mike Tomlin likes to call him, the linchpin. I think their tight end, the rookie tight end, has been very good. Quentin Johnson's been good.
You know where that rookie tight end went to school, right, Bob?
No, where?
Unfortunately, Syracuse.
Oh, well, he's making Syracuse proud. The Pony should be smiling at that. Look at that, a football graduate who's making it big in the NFL.
Do you think the other thing they're doing is still,
they're still
Heinschel.
Oh, you had it. What did he say?
He said he saw it all over the internet.
Oh yeah, well he's 18 years old. He'd see a lot of things like that. I don't know how it went with you guys, but I thought he's a very articulate and confident young man.
He's one of the most impressive young athletes I've ever seen as handling the media. Like it's almost jarring how good he is at just talking and holding a conversation. And all the stuff that I, frankly, probably at 18 years old was terrible at.
I predict huge things for him. I think he might win a Heisman.
Stop.
I think he'll be an NFL
quarterback.
Why
are you saying this?
Because I believe that.
No one wants you to say this.
My predictions have been great, and your predictions have sucked. So people could want me to say it.
If I check the YouTube chat,
I don't care about YouTube.
People are going to be fuming that you have just said this.
Well, good for them. My predictions have been largely right this year, except for the one that cost me my nipples.
The last college quarterback you made a big prediction about was Kyle McCord, and he had one of the worst games anyone has ever played at Akershire Stadium.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've said big things about Skeens. That's gone okay for him.
He's unscrew-upable.
Maybe Heinschel's the same way. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Listen to Pop and Joe together on Wednesdays to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. PM Team Power Rankings are next. Top five Pittsburgh athletes, 25 and under. Who will make the list? First, a headline.
Pitt basketball back in action tomorrow night. The Panthers hosting Longwood at the Peterson Event Center, 7 p.m. tip. You can hear the game right here on 93.7 The Fan. Pre-game coverage at 6:30. Headlines are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Pony.
All right, if your garage floor is a disaster, it's gross, it's cracking, you had an epoxy job that maybe you bought into when you got the house, and it's peeling and it's disgusting, Comer and Cross can change that literally in one day. First, you got to make the call, though, to Comer and Cross, 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. And now's the perfect time to do it because 50% off labor on a new Comer and Cross garage floor. And if you call now, you can get it installed by the holiday. But spots are filling up. Comer and Cross, they did it for me. They did not BS. They did not make false promises. They told me they would be in and out in one day. They were. They told me that they would take stuff out of the garage for me and help with that. They did. Moved a refrigerator out of my garage before they put down the floor coating. And these were Comer and Cross trained pros, not subcontractors, fly-by-night guys who they hired to do the job. So for 50% off labor, get in touch now. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. Or go to comercross.com. Malzi.
Big Thursday at the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, where there's always another way to win. And you know this, Bet Parks is the only sports betting app I ever recommend and use. And with Bet Parks, it is all about the live bet. You can bet while you watch all the action. A little week off from local college football this week, but we have pro football on Sunday night across the country on the left coast. The black and gold 3-point road dogs against Los Angeles. Bet Parks, you can, of course, live bet with that game. And Bet Parks also has all your favorite classic casino games right there on your phone. You can make the downtime fun time. Play blackjack, craps, roulette, and others. Plus, hot online slots like Peaky Blinders. Join me on the Bet Parks app right now. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in your first 24 hours. BetParks.com for details. You must be 21 and in PA, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Or best radio station. And we're going to celebrate Monday, November 17th. With you at the Rivers Casino, the Drum Bar. It's our way of saying thanks for listening and making us such a successful station. We want to show you our gratitude by buying the first 300 guests a drink. So come raise a glass with us, hang out with your favorite host, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio. We can't wait to see you there. Right now, we're at Studio B, Bowser Chevy, and it's time for PM Team Power Rankings. Mason Heinschel on the air with us today, Ben Kindle in Pittsburgh and here to stay with the Penguins already burning through his freebie games. And so we are ranking the top five Pittsburgh sports athletes 25 and under. Two things. Malzi brought up a good question. If you haven't played for a Pittsburgh sports team, you're ineligible. So Connor Griffin cannot be picked. And also, these are male athletes. So Olivia Babcock would also be disqualified.
Why are we disqualifying her?
What do you mean?
She's the reigning national player of the year.
Athletes under 25.
Yeah. Okay, so she's one. Should we just not do the exercise then? Okay.
I wouldn't put her first, but she
should be on there.
She should absolutely be on here. She's probably going to go back-to-back as the national player of the year in women's volleyball.
Great. I mean, if we were doing a list of female athletes, she would be on there. Right? I mean, you don't think we should make it...
The list I was told was best athletes 25 and under.
Let me ask you a question, Pony.
I didn't hear male or female.
If Pitt had Caitlin Clark right now on their women's team, would you be making this same rule?
Well, I just think it opens up a can of worms. Because now I need to think about the other volleyball players that they have who are probably also really good.
No, you probably need to just put Olivia Babcock, who is clearly the best one on there.
Well, wait a minute. You don't think they've got other All-Americans on their team?
I don't know if they'd have anybody else who would crack this particular list, given the relative strength overall across other sports, but the reigning player of the year and player of the year again.
I mean, how far should we go with this? Should I think about the kid's spell at McKeesport and consider him? He ain't 25 yet. He might be the best high school running back in the entire country. Should he be eligible for this? What are we doing here?
If you're getting paid to play.
If you're getting paid to play now. Is she getting paid?
Oh, yes.
Do we know that for sure?
She's absolutely getting paid.
All right.
She should be.
Well, then I guess I need to redo my entire list. So you start, Malzi, 5.
Number 5 for me is Ben Kindle. Yeah. I am mainly saying Ben Kindle only at 5 because he's only played, 10 games, I believe, 11 games in the NHL. But he looks like the absolute real deal. He has been driving play as the center on the third line. I actually don't like what I read today from Josh Yowie, which is that they might be trying him on Crosby's wing for a little bit. This is still, despite my argument that the Penguins were a playoff team yesterday in a scintillating episode of Judge Donnie that I think caused a lot of ill feelings in this studio. This is still a developmental season, I think, for this team, mm-hmm. trying to lay bricks and groundwork for the future. And I think he should be playing center on the third line. Still, he looks like the real, real, real deal.
Donnie, number 4.
My number 4 is Nick Herbig. He, for me, at least for the first portion of the season before they inexplicably stopped playing him as much, looked like he could have been the best defensive player on the Steelers' defense, a guy drafted in the middle rounds in the fourth round, those very, very valuable fourth round picks. He was one of them, and he's turned into one of the better pure pass rushers in football.
All right, so my 3 was Herbig. So I guess I should give my 2 then. You guys got me all discombobulated by changing the rules on me here midstream.
Well, you know, we could have talked about this for more than 30 seconds before the show, too.
No, you just said...
Oh, I'm sorry, Donnie. How much time does Starkey give you on topics? Does he give you a full rundown the day before? Is that what happens with him on Football Fridays? How much of a heads up does he give you on things? I'm sorry.
Well,
I didn't know that now the show needs to be let's give people ample heads ups.
Donnie, the real story here is that
he
Pony
didn't have her and now he's mad.
No, the real story is that we didn't change the rules on Pony. He said we're going to do PM Team Power Rankings, top athletes in Pittsburgh under the age of 25. There were no other rules made. And then he, at the 11th hour, maybe even at the 12th hour, right at midnight, said, oh, by the way, no female athletes
on the list. I didn't have time to study the female athletes. You guys evidently did. I got to put her 2 then. She's got to be ahead of all the Steelers guys on my list. If she's literally the best person in her sport,
she is.
Then she's got to be 2. And she's got to be ahead of Herbig, and she's got to be ahead of a hockey player who's been here for 10 minutes, and she's got to be ahead of a great freshman quarterback who's played only 5 games. And honestly, she might even have a case for 1 if she's as good as you guys make her out to be.
She doesn't have a case for 1. But I think she's got a case for 2.
Well, hold on a second, though. I'm going to make a case for 1 now.
Okay.
If she's the best to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is she by far?
She is the reigning National Player of the Year. If I could find a place, I could probably call a few people I know who have odds on the women's AVCA Player of the Year. She's the favorite this year. She was the freshman of the year in 2023.
The one thing I'll say about the guy that we all have number one is, and I think he's amazing. He's the best we've ever seen. If they only gave out one Cy Young, would he give it over? Would he get it over Scooble?
He should have. He should.
I think it'd be close though.
Scooble's got some like peripheral numbers that are actually slightly better than Skeens, but I think
and he pitched in bigger games.
I don't love that argument because I think that it's an indirect way of having a player's crappy team around him.
No doubt, but
an individual award.
I get that, but
I could also say Skeens, if he had just been given anywhere near the run support, I'm going to guess Scooble has gotten would be like 35-3
probably.
In his career. So, not that wins matter.
I just think it might be close between them. That's all.
I'm just glad that, Donnie, we came out on the other side of this with Pony having a proper appreciation for Olivia Babcock.
But where else do you put her? To put her two,
she
right?
She actually should be two. She should be two.
She's got to be better than all the Steelers,
guys. Because she's been doing it longer than all the people on this list, basically, other than Skeens. Like, it's a roughly the same amount of time kind of situation.
All right, so then we all got Skeens one. We all have Babcock two. How did you fill out 3 through 5?
I just have Heinschel 3. I mean, already, just because it's kind of a phenom thing here. And then I had Frazier 4th.
Donnie, how about you?
I had Frazier 3, Herbig 4, Kendall 5.
So I had Herbig 3, Frazier 4. I did not put Kendall. I did not put Heinschel. I put Washington 5.
I thought about him. I had him written down as one of my possibles. I was caught between Herbig and Frazier, and I probably put Frazier on because I knew one of you would have Herbig, so I wanted to be a little bit different.
I also thought about Harmon, but ultimately I didn't
not
go with him.
Not enough time.
What do you mean? You put Heinschel on the list.
I know, but he's taken a team that typically is like not moribund, but like frustrates its fans, and they're 5-0 with him. I'm weighting that a little bit heavier. If Heinschel takes the, here's a question. Now that we're through all this. If Heinschel wins the last three,
yep.
Now, Bostic did not agree with me on this. I think they'd actually get in even if they didn't play in the ACC title game at 10-2 with Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, and Miami.
Yeah,
assuming especially if like Georgia Tech beats Georgia.
I mean, SMU got in last year, so why wouldn't they?
Well, especially if like one of those teams like Georgia Tech bags a big one and beats Georgia,
yeah.
For example. If Heinschel was able to do that, how high up on the list would he have to go just for an 8-0 run of like just spectacular? Holy crap, he dragged Pitt right into the playoff. What if he won a playoff game or two? They get to the Final Four of the playoff.
Well, based on what you guys told me about Babcock, he can't get any higher than 3.
I mean,
he can't go ahead of the best volleyball player in the world, and he can't go over the best pitcher in the country.
I don't know if in like the pro women's volleyball ranks there's somebody considered better.
Accurate for me. It was a very easy 1 and 2, and then I thought, okay, there's a real hodgepodge of different guys.
If Heinschel did something that Olivia Babcock has not done, which is somehow took Pitt to one of the most improbable national championships in the history of the sport,
he still can't be two.
He would be one. He would be two for me because he would have done something Babcock hasn't done, which is win.
But you just said of Skeens, you're not taking team accomplishment into account, but you are for Heinschel.
Well, quarterback is a different thing than starting pitcher, and then the nature of that position relative to what a team is capable of doing.
I understand that. But isn't Babcock limited by the people that are around her, too?
Well, she's also got a like phenomenal team around her. She's the centerpiece and clear best player of one of the three.
I don't know. I guess maybe you can make the case. You're right, though. If they won the national championship, I would probably feel like he's the best player in college football. I mean, he would have taken Pitt somewhere they haven't been in 50 years.
Right. Like, it would be, no exaggeration, one of the most stunning title runs we've ever seen.
But to disagree with you again, if she's, that would mean he was the best player in college football this year. She's been the best player in college volleyball for 2 years.
Correct.
So she's doubled them up.
But team hardware would matter a little bit here for me.
And beat out 2 years of being the best?
Yeah, because you're the straw stirring the drink. You're the literal guy who has made the difference.
I still don't think he can be ahead of her, though, by that logic.
I feel like, Donnie, he's overcorrecting now because he's mad about our take on Olivia Babcock initially.
Just...
And now he's going to say, you know what? She deserves the Heisman Trophy, the NFL MVP, and the Cy Young Award.
Well, for what it's worth here, Pony, I am on your side that really
Thank
no
you.
Matter what Heinschel does, at the very highest he can go for this year is number 3 because it is so far and away for me that Skeens and Babcock are 1 and 2.
I mean, if she's if she really has been, if you guys are right in telling me she's the best player in college volleyball 2 years in a row.
She just got nominated for another award, too, hour ago.
Like, Herbig could lead the league in sacks. The Steelers could win the Super Bowl, and he would still be behind her. Right?
Man, if you wanted to make the true individualistic pound case, yeah.
Right, Donnie? He could lead the league in sacks, win Super Bowl MVP, and still be behind her.
Probably. I mean, all you got to do is, like, if you pull up her profile, you're scrolling for, like, 25 seconds
before her career highlights list is her accolades. Yeah, her career highlights list is comical because it's just continued best this, best this, best this. Then they just toss in academic team in 2023, which is the literal last thing of 30 things on the list. She's been the national player of the week. Hold on, the offensive player of the week. 4 times. The national player of the week once. She's ridiculous. She's the best women's volleyball player in the country.
Yeah.
She went to Sierra Canyon. You know who else went there, Don?
Who?
Mark Sanchez?
Bronny James. Did you see Bronny James trying to block Wembanyama when he went up for a...
I bet that went well.
Yeah, didn't look good.
All right. No debate here. Top 5 Pittsburgh athletes, 25 and under. Skeens has to be 1 and Babcock has to be 2. Based on the parameters that you guys imposed on me.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah. We impose them by just merely pointing out that one of the 5 best athletes is obviously a women's athlete.
But you could understand why I'd want to limit it to men, because then we'd have to start, like, deep diving into niche college sports. And I've done that, like, we've done this before where we've talked about best athletes and someone says, well, how about the wrestler at Pitt that hasn't lost in 3 years? And it's like, oh, crap, you're right. Now we have to, like, consider sports that we never, ever talk about.
Now, I know that wrestling gets on ESPN, but I'm going to do the ESPN test. Lots of people watch volleyball matches now, women's volleyball especially.
No, don't do this.
Popular.
Don't denigrate the wrestling audience that we have.
I'm not.
Because there's
I just said wrestling is also on ESPN, but women's volleyball is inarguably on, like, a big upward trajectory. And so I think it's on, like, the casual fan radar. Amanda King, who works in our building, calls volleyball matches.
I know
she does. On television.
Yes, congratulations on all her success. I'm not really sure how that's relevant to this conversation
I just don't think you have to go down the rabbit hole of, like, obscure sports. I think women's volleyball is more mainstream right this second than it ever has been. And so I think that when you have the best player in a sport that is absolutely on the rise right now, it's easy to put that person in.
All right.
You've been very punchy today. Been very argumentative.
How do you
so
figure?
Than usual.
How do you figure?
Donnie, am I wrong here? Am I right?
I've put an argument starts when the second person who talks disagrees. Who starts the conversations on this show?
Oh, so I'm the one who starts every argument.
That's how arguments start.
It would be a pretty boring show if I came on and agreed with everything you said.
I'm not saying not to argue with me, but you're accusing me of being the argumentative one. If you just said things and Alex never said anything back, there would be no argument. The argument starts when people disagree with the first thing you say. I'm usually the first person who starts. If you said something like, hey, this is how we're going to do things, and I said, no, I completely disagree, I would be the person starting the argument. Do you see where I'm coming from with this? You're the person who woke up and chose violence today. Not me, which is fine.
What are you, Pony the Gaslighter now?
Which is fine. I like shows like this sometimes. They keep things interesting and spicy. You're right, it is redundant when host and co-host just co-sign what they say for 4 hours every day. Not that there's any shows on our airwaves that do that. All right, quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. What did Arthur Smith say about the Steelers' status quo offense? You're going to find out next. We're live from Studio B. I'm going to tell you guys right now about Mike's Beer Bar. 80 rotating taps of great local craft beer, all at Mike's. Mike's Beer Bar, that's a great place to go tonight. You've got the hockey game between Pittsburgh and Washington. You've got Thursday night football. You've got college hoops. I believe the hockey game, if you have YouTube TV, you can't watch because it's not a local game. So get to Mike's Beer Bar, and they'll have it on there. Mike's Beer Bar, meet me at Mike's. Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Temperatures will be in the low 70s Sunday night. Far cry from what they'll be here Monday morning when we wake up after Steelers and Chargers, where the high will be in the 30s. And there's actually a chance for some snow here in Pittsburgh next week. Yippee. All right, let's get to Arthur Smith here, the Steelers offensive coordinator. The Steelers are coming off a game where they scored a lot of points, but it was all because of turnovers. That's what Aaron Rodgers said. And then the Steelers went out and did nothing at the trade deadline to bolster their offense. So let's hear what Arthur Smith had to say about their wide receiver room and about some of the guys involved here, including MVS. He was asked about him. We'll see if he gave a very terse, curt answer like Mike Tomlin did on Tuesday when Valdes-Scantling's name came up. Donnie, let's start with a question from Jeff Hathorn, our Steelers insider here at 93.7thefan.com. He asked Arthur Smith about the personalities and players they have in the wide receiver room and how he would rank and grade that group right now at the midpoint of the season.
I mean, it's really dope.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.